Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. It's a Friday. Chad Hartman with you on Newstalk 830 WCC. I guess the first question I should ask, and then add, by the way, I'm still bad on this cough and cold, and I'm done with it. Who will Bannon ship next? Carter, he's in San Francisco. Cook's out. I'm here. And look who's here. David Josephson is here. Laura just gave us the great news update. She'll be available throughout the afternoon. We've got good stuff, Major. 12:35, Shaletta at 105. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, 2:35. We'll get to Tucker Carlson doing exactly what he does best, appealing to the worst of people. And it works. A check swing. That wasn't a check swing. Did it really mar a brilliant baseball game and an amazing rivalry that continued? Are people avoiding folks still? So a lot to get to. But a lot of people don't know this. David and I have put together a side hustle, a side business, and it's called Our Guidance to Your Social Life. And normally, the first visit to walk in the door, we're in Kenwood. I mean, we don't play here. We're in Kenwood. $10,000. $10,000. We've got a staff. How many people on our team right now, David? What would you say? Is it 50? 100? What are we at right now?
Yeah. No, we're just in the 30s, but hiring, as most people are, hiring. Hard to find good help these days.
They're so good, David, it seems like it's more. Okay. Here's the advice we're going to give you today, and it's tied to why David is here. David, why are you on the show today, and Daniel J. Cook is in, and I believe Paul and Jordan are out, and that Channel 4 sleazebag, Jason DeRush, is in. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Paul actually hosted earlier this morning. Jordan off.
That's right.
Jason in this afternoon. A whole big shuffle. But it all comes down to the fact that I have to be at a wedding at 6 p.m. tonight in Hinckley. So that doesn't work. One of my normal shift gets done at 6, and they didn't have anybody to backfill me. So Dad and I are really co-producing. I do a lot of co-parenting with other friends because everyone's kind of working from home, figuring it out. And Dan Cook and I are co-producing both of these shows today. But I'm in the chair here with you till 3.
So once again, for some reason, the two of us talk weddings. And we've done this before, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of us are going to talk weddings, Friday weddings. Do they work? Do they not work? Yeah. And what makes a great wedding?
Yeah.
I want your feedback. In fact, your interaction with us through a phone call or text is required. If you don't participate, your phone will shut off for the rest of the day. That's how important it is. And oh, by the way, we still have one more pair of Do You Have the Stones to see this little group I like to call the Rolling Stones. October 24th, U.S. Bank Stadium. How you have a chance to win those tickets? No, don't call in right now. No, just say, hey, I was listening. Heard that. I heard a typical person who hears every now and says, hey, I heard Dave Lee just talking on the station right now. I want to win the tickets, right? I hear Common Man just talking. I'd like to get the tickets. No, that's not going to work. Your phone will shut down for a month if that happens. for one of our topics today through a text or phone call. And David, when they call in, I want you to get their number.
Yep.
So then later when the two of us consult, we'll decide, hey, it was Fred who called in at 12:15. So just get their number ahead of time.
You bet.
So we can do this. If you have something that is provocative, interesting, funny, outlandish, controversial on one of our topics, you're showing us you got the stones. And you can win a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones in just 9 days. I want to pause. No. Let's set up the Friday wedding topic first. Let's set up the Friday wedding topic. Okay. First of all, when you go to Hinckley, are you going to stop at Toby's and get a karma roll the size of your head for maybe the rest of the weekend?
Well, that was discussed with the crew I'm driving because you're carpooling. I'm not going to drive myself up to Hinckley's for carpooling. And that was discussed, although I think we're going to opt out because 5 p.m. right before you go have dinner at a wedding is not really the best time for a caramel roll. Which, by the way, the pecan rolls are better than the original caramel rolls there.
That's okay. I mean, most of the time you're wrong, David. I mean, I hate to tell you that, but you're so right on that. Pecan roll,
yeah,
is so good. The pecan roll maybe is the greatest Danish out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good. And it is enough to serve like three or four people up there. Okay, Chad, here's the wrench in the wedding for this evening. I found out just yesterday that it's one of these outdoor, like, barn-type locations, and the entire wedding is outside. So it's projected to be, like, 47 degrees for most of the festivities.
And so I got one phrase for you.
I'm going to be standing outside in, like, long johns and stuff. I don't know.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Let's go. I mean, is there any more of a tough guy than me? I wouldn't be out there complaining the entire time, would I? No. No. I'd be, you know what I'd be doing?
You'd be calling.
I'd be in the car. I'm in the car with the binoculars, you know? You know, and then like texting everybody.
Yeah,
looks good so far. Hey, could you bring a drink out to me? You know. Okay, so that's one of the. We're gonna get to the wedding themes in a little bit. Conceptually,
yeah.
I'm kind of down in the Friday wedding, and maybe I'm just being a traditionalist, but I'm used to the Saturday. Here's what I like. I like the late afternoon wedding. Turns into the evening, and then it's up to the wedding party. And I'll get to those reasons. I want to hear yours too, on how long we stay. If the vibe is great, and also if it's a family member and you're sucked into it, or a good friend, you're sucked into it. But I'm more give me like the Saturday 4 or 5 o'clock, and then let's roll. Where do you stand conceptually on the Friday wedding?
Yeah. I think I'd prefer a Saturday wedding, like you're saying. It doesn't run into work, which is, you know, again, the reason I'm here today. But if it's Friday, even if it's a later in the afternoon, you're still having to cut work early to get there.
Right.
So I think I'd prefer the Saturday. But you know what? I don't care. People can do whatever they want for their weddings, and I'll come either way. But sure, if I had to pick, I'll take the Saturday. Now, I also have a wedding on Sunday. Maybe we can get to that later.
Well, yeah, you said you have a stretch here, 3 in 10 days.
That's right.
See, this is where you're wrong. I want those folks who are getting married to think of me and my schedule and how it suits me. If they invite me, I want them to give me some thoughts. Okay, the Friday wedding happens. Why? They're trying to get a venue. They're trying to save some money. They think it's different. What else stands out? Are those the main ones, or why else does a Friday wedding happen? Maybe it's a religious reason. Non-religious reason?
I think the biggest thing right now is all of these weddings are backlogged from, you know, 2 years of COVID delays. And, you know, there's twice as many weddings this October. So we got to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday instead of just having one or two at each venue in a weekend.
I've attended a number of weddings over the years. I've never attended a non-Friday or Saturday wedding. Have you?
Yeah. I've been to a couple of Sunday weddings.
Sunday weddings? I don't think I have.
I don't think of it. I've heard of a couple like midweek weddings, but I don't think I've ever actually been to one of those. That's a little weird.
Normally, okay, let's say it's a Tuesday afternoon, 1 o'clock thing. That's just a very, very private thing, right? Maybe your best friend's getting married.
Or if it's a destination wedding, then the day matters a lot less.
Right. Okay, so let's do this. We're going to get to more serious topics later. where you have a chance to win the Rolling Stones tickets by giving a strong opinion. And by the way, Dave is going to be a tough screener on the phone calls. You got a better chance to get through in a text, but I'd rather hear a funny, interesting, bizarre, controversial comment on the phone. But David knows on this show, we're tough screeners. So you got to bring it here. And by the way, that's the concept of the idea. Give the Stones to win the Rolling Stones tickets. Okay, where do you stand on the Friday wedding and what makes a great wedding? Whether it was your own wedding, a wedding you attended, what makes a great wedding? Don't forget, Major in 15 minutes, but let's go now. Phone calls and texts, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. All right, we like to experiment with bumper music. Although, if this is an example of the tunes we're going to hear all day, David, I mean, we might end this contest right from Jump Street. Keep this tune up. This is Jordana. Jordana was going at the producer of the Paul and Jordana show yesterday, that being Dave, and said, I'm done with this song. Said, I want some 80s rock. This song, dead to me.
Not a Van Halen fan, Chad?
Not this one.
All right.
No. Nice. I like some Van Halen. I definitely do. Not this one. But I've been out with Jordana when she's talked about her 80s music loving, so I'm expecting more of this. How are you on this one?
It's fine. It's kind of like, it's fine. It's okay. It's 80s. Barely. It's fine, but it's not, you know, I'm not picking that one out of the list, no.
No, no. Come on, Jordan. You're better than that. Okay, here are some items I think that make up a great wedding. The vibe from the bride and groom. I think it really matters, David. And it's harder the bigger the wedding gets. But I think the bride and groom really do. Let's go with this one. They set the culture. By the way, next person says culture in the show. I hope you roll your ankle bad. I mean, bad. But there's just a fun. I mean, there's a vibe about it. Yes, the open bar. Yes, we want the open bar as an option. You know, you don't want to drink? Good on you. But if you're going to allow people to drink, buck it up, buttercup. Spend the money. Good food. I don't want just the standard. Here's the chicken, the fish, the steak. Come on. Even if you can pull it off and you don't have the David Josephson dough that we all aspire to have, make it unique in some way, David. Just in some way. Have the food stand out a little bit. How about music? Are you a band or are you the kind of the jukebox? Where do you go there, David?
Well, I think it matters much more who is sort of directing the party, if you will. If there is a good DJ who's not just playing music, or if there's an MC or somebody who can really take the vibe of the party and then, you know, pull all the things together, whether it's the schedule of the night, when the things are happening, how long things last, what the music is, and somebody that can really mix that together into a party that isn't just following a schedule, but is taking the pulse of the party and then, you know, helping it along. And I think music is a huge part of that. Also,
huge part.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you mentioned the food. No one ever needs to have, like, the dry chicken breast next to the, you know,
rice peel off.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I'd rather just go straight to the late night pizza and skip that, to be honest.
Yes, thank you. Fine. Have pizza. You know, something. You're so right, although I still remember one wedding where they had this individual who was like the coordinator, and Kathleen and I were still married at the time, so we were at the main table. And I was still at the time friends with the bride. We're still friends. We just haven't seen each other in a while. I also was very good friends with her ex-husband at the time. So maybe I was biased a little bit. Oh, my God, this coordinator. I mean, he just was so annoying. I wanted him to vanish. I mean, it's just pompous and pretentious. Is it bad that I was wishing harm onto this guy and just wanted something to happen to him? And I thought the reception would just be so much better. This is the same wedding, by the way, when my closest friend, who was also very good friends with the bride, forgot to come. And there was, and it wasn't that big of a wedding. So it was just his name and his wife's name. And I'm great friends with the wife also. Just right there. And I call him. I'm like, hey, when are you going to get here to Lori's wedding? Oh, it's next week. Nah, it's right now. He goes, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Take the name tag down so it doesn't look like we're the last people to show. You think there was any chance I took that name tag down?
No.
No way. No way. Had to embarrass him. For sure. Had to embarrass him. Okay, let's get to a call or two here and then get some texts on what makes a great wedding. I think we have Emmy first. Go ahead, Emmy. You're on WCCO.
Hi, Chad.
Hello.
I was just going to add that I own a wedding planning and floral company, and the amount
we're coming
of
at Friday, you.
Yeah, I could tell from the last coordinator comments.
Yes.
But the amount of Friday and Saturday and Thursday and even Wednesday weddings that we're doing now, and especially next year, we're supposed to have the most weddings since 1984. Just. If you are a bride and groom and you plan on getting married next year, good luck with getting a Saturday because it's just not going to happen.
Okay, so you're an expert in this area. Give me three things outside of just your phenomenal services. We know that. Three things that make a great wedding.
I would definitely say the food. You have to have great food. Like you said, doing something unique is definitely key. Music, again, I'm partial to live bands because they tend to read the room a little bit better. And then the third thing is unique experiences. We've done bounce houses. We've done vintage arcade games. Just something that really gets your guests moving and doing fun things together.
Emmy, I think you raised some good points. Here's nothing for me because I'm normally an atrocious dancer. I'm not very good. But at the weddings, I will dance. I need a crowded dance floor so my lack of ability is hidden in the masses. I don't want to be isolated. So I need more people out on the dance floor. Or sadly, I need a few more cocktails, Emmy, and then it doesn't faze me as much. Thanks so much, Emmy. Good luck with your business. Sounds like you won't have any problem. You'll be busy. Mary is in Andover. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Chad.
Hello.
How are you?
I am excellent. How about you?
Good. I know what makes a fantastic wedding. After a couple hours of imbibing and just having a good time, a family member comes out with a family heirloom, a poster board of a child's nursery rhyme called the Schnitzelbank. It's a German nursery rhyme, and what you do, you go along this nursery rhyme, and you have a pointer, which hopefully is a clean toilet plunger, but, you know, sometimes that's not always the case. You're kind of running behind, and you point along these this nursery rhyme, and you sing this thing in German. Nobody knows what the heck anyone's singing, and you have a great time.
I am unfamiliar with this, but I said I want unique experiences, so I like it.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
Appreciate the
call.
It's the Schnitzelbank.
I'll Google it. Somebody wants to know what day I got married on. Saturday, actually out at my father's place in the St. Croix. It got too big. It got too big, but it was outside, David. It was on the grass. We had a live band. I prefer the live band if they get into it, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're getting a ton of text here on what makes a great wedding. Food stops, not good stops. Open bar. I couldn't disagree more. No one remembers weddings because of great food. Yes, they do. Come on, David. When you think of it, I'm not saying it's the top one. But you nailed it. Here we go again. The dry blotch chicken or the steak that I don't even know if it's steak or it's burger or it just looks disgusting.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be expensive.
The last
pizza,
wedding
you nailed it.
The last wedding I went to had sort of like Chipotle-ish Mexican food from a local place. And it was fantastic. And there was churros instead of cake. And it made the whole day better for sure.
At my daughter's wedding reception, we brought a taco bar around 10 o'clock. Yes. a bridesmaid sex scandal. For sure. Oh, yeah. Listen, one little Donnybrook at the fight, at the wedding, I want that, David. I mean, I don't want to be the bride and groom, but come on, some drama? You're going to remember it more. It's probably not going to remember as much as if it's your wedding, but come on. You kind of like that, don't you?
Yeah, I inadvertently started a little brouhaha at a wedding one time.
What did you do?
Well, I was at my cousin's wedding, and for some reason they gave me a mic, and I was like supposed to announce stuff and dismiss tables and stuff like that. And I thought it'd be a good idea to tell people they could give a few dollars towards the honeymoon fund if they wanted to go earlier to the buffet table. So I started, you know, hey, if you give me $20, you go, which I think is cool, right? Because then at the end of the night, yeah, I hand the bride and groom $100, and you know, people get to kind of, well, there's, you know, a prior divorce in the family, and there's some uneasiness between two of the family tables, and I skipped one to do the other, and it turned into this whole shenanigans.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The mother of the bride, like, pulled me aside to ask what I was doing, and it was not good.
That's great. Somebody says, Big Lou's at the wedding. For sure. Big Lou's got to be there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Second, third, fourth, fifth wedding, too.
Yeah. No damn kids. Yeah, that's a tough one. Great wedding. Open bar and hot bridesmaids. What else could you ask for? Friday weddings are amazing. You still have your entire weekend. A ton of texts. Let's do this. All of these are in the mix. All of these are in the mix to win the Rolling Stones tickets. Excellent call so far. We'll give you other topics throughout the day, too. It's a little more nonsense, but probably some serious stuff, too.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.